This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. We arise today through the strength of Christ's birth and baptism. We arise today through the strength of Christ's crucifixion and burial. We arise today through the strength of His resurrection. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Wow. Check your pulse. If your pulse does not race this morning, I challenge you to re-examine your faith. Sometimes I think we don't make it alive enough. Same old hymns, same old procession, same old responses, and some of you will say, same old homily. We can lose the excitement. Mary raced from the tomb, her heart jumping out of her chest. Wow. I'm sure you've all experienced it. After you lose a loved one, you are in the midst of a crowd and you see somebody from the back and you think, it's her or it's him. And just for that fraction of an instant, our heart races, our pulse beats faster, and we think, could it be? And yet, this time, it really is Jesus, risen from the dead. We can see this first slide. You know, they were under oppression. As we heard about in our Holy Week readings, the Romans carried their banner, and they seemed to be everywhere they went. They had this banner, as we see the next slide, SPQR. Latin abbreviation for the Senate and the Roman people. It was everywhere. Even to this day, if you go to Rome, you'll see it on all the sewer covers. They were so oppressed, and they had hoped that somebody was going to come with a new banner, a different banner that would put them back where they thought they wanted and needed to be as victors returned to freedom. Now, those of you who know me know how hard this is for me to do this. Go Marlins! Now, if you know me, you know how strange it is for me to do that. This is for Char. But you know, they had expected a different banner. Jesus would carry his own banner of victory, as artists would later depict it. But it was not the banner they expected. And just like Mary, who didn't quite grasp what this was about, there was some incredible excitement that made her run with glee, because the hopes that had been dashed, somehow, when he heard him speak her name, she knew it was all for real. And so today, we celebrate the banner of Jesus' victory, and our pulse races. We find today that love triumphs over sickness. If you are not a part of this community, our pulse races because we have seen this happen. Where a Julia Kite, whose body can be racked with cancer, and yet as she lays on her deathbed, she is so alive, knowing where she is going. Love triumphs over sickness. Love triumphs over fear. We have seen a Pauline Alexander, whose sickle cell anemia just day by day wastes her body away, but she is so alive, and knowing she has all things because of her faith in Jesus Christ, love triumphs over fear. We have seen love triumph over despair in so many of our people who in this economy have lost their jobs, some time and time again, some even losing their homes, and yet they continue with hope, knowing that love triumphs over despair. We have seen love triumph over failure. We have seen people in this parish who have watched their businesses go down the tubes, and yet they are so alive in their faith because they know that this world is not our home, that love triumphs over any earthly failure we can experience. We see that person in the crowd and we think, could it be? Today, in Jesus' resurrection, in this empty tomb, the answer for Jesus and the answer for all our loved ones who has gone before that is yes, yes. Love triumphs over any fear, any despair, any failure, any sickness. So I ask you today, what banner, what flag do you lift up? Join us on this journey together. We lift up Jesus, where love continues to triumph over fear, sickness, despair, failure, and yes, even death. Check your pulse. Amen.